we live in a world of information abundance. You know, I think of our social media feeds, for example, our email, right? It's just this endless scroll of things to read, things to consume. Hey, pay attention to me over here. It feels like the Twitter feed, the YouTube feed, the Instagram algorithm, it just never ends. And so as a result, we're just anxious and overwhelmed. There's so much to do, so much to read, so much to see. And what happens is that information abundance, like all markets of abundance, are bad for the average person, but great for a small number of people. You see, abundance is a paradox where average consumers, they're doomed to the tyranny of instinct. Meanwhile, a small number of consumers at the top, ones who are conscious and intentional about their actions, they are propelled by access to nutritious food and unlimited nutritious information. And this is what I call the paradox of abundance. And I think the best metaphor here is health, where both obesity rates and the number of people in unbelievable shape, they're both going up. That's why 71% of American adults are obese. Well, the people that I used to work out at the gym in Manhattan that I used to go to called Equinox, man, they had bodies that were sculpted as a Greek statue. You know, I remember one time I was driving with a friend and we were going through Michigan and we're driving up, we're on the highway going through central Michigan. I pull off the highway and I need a coffee. And so we walk into this coffee shop and on the wall, it's advertising this for breakfast, this Red Bull cream-free smoothie. And I'm just like, no, that is not what I want. I want a black coffee, something simple. And, you know, I'm scratching my head as I get back out to the car and I look around, I see 13 restaurants, 13. And every single one of them were fast food chains, Taco Bell, KFC, McDonald's, Little Caesars. This parking lot was full of restaurants and there were no healthy options. And what I realized is that Americans are overweight, not because of scarcity, but because of abundance. And at the same time, wealthy and health conscious consumers have never been in better shape. You know, the healthiest people I know, the ones who are the most intentional, they don't need to be the wealthiest, not at all. But the ones who are the most intentional about what they eat, they control their diets with surgical precision. They have access to state-of-the-art workout facilities, wearable health technology, and fresh foods to match their dietary goals. You know, they walk around with these six-pack abs and arms like the Incredible Hulk or something. And what I realize is that food and information consumption, they're near-perfect metaphors. I mean, for starters, we already use terms that make this evident. And it's all subconscious, right? We use words like food for thought. I need to digest an idea. Or she has a thirst for knowledge. And this is also why writing is so healthy for your mind. Because just as you'll improve your food diet if you start cooking, you'll improve your information diet if you start writing. And here's what that means for you. If you are this mechanical slave to online algorithms, following what everybody is telling you to follow, you'll end up with intellectual obesity. And to find high quality information, you have to rebel against the incentives of mass media and the algorithms that are going to threaten its business model. But here's where the paradox kicks in. For the conscious news consumer, there has never been a better time to be alive. The internet is filled with high-quality information, so savvy information consumers, they have access to more high-quality knowledge than at any point in human history. So if you want to be an intelligent citizen of the internet, I have some recommendations for you. And these are going to improve your writing too. Because just as if you ask a Michelin star chef, hey, what is the fastest thing that you can do to improve your output? The quality of the food that you serve to others. You know what they'll tell you? Get me better inputs. Get me better fruits. Get me fresher vegetables. Because the easiest way sometimes to improve your output is to improve your inputs. And so if you want to improve your writing, I say, get smart about the paradox of abundance. Skip the news cycle, what people are always throwing at you, but double down on measured consumption. Ignore a lot of society's recommendations for what to consume and refresh your learning habits like you're shaking an Etch-a-Sketch or something. And remember, what you should consume, what you should be eating, it's the same thing, looks very little like what you were taught to consume. You know, in America, we have this food pyramid, and if you actually eat like the food pyramid, you're not going to end up healthy. You're going to have to diverge from the mainstream a little. So my recommendation to you is find some trusted curators, people who are good at filtering information, synthesizing it, and then go chart your own path instead. And so use all that high quality information to get in tip-top intellectual shape so that you can improve both your thinking and your writing.